It is Under the Lights with Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap as we start to look ahead to the second leg against Sparta Prague and Anfield on Thursday night. I'm joined by Beth Lindop, Craig Cannon and Josh Sexton to get into this one. Surprisingly, no caller. didn't fancy it, apparently.
To be fair, it's not the caller's fault. It's more on our end, I think. I think it was Michael we had on last week, and I think he'd have been very enthusiastic about coming back on because he is going the game as well.
It's out of draft as well, though, yeah, 5-1
it's,
down.
It's more work for me, Ian, to be honest, which is why it's been swerved.
And no one wants that. No. And Beth, just in terms of maybe some reflections on Sunday before we start getting stuck into this one, I think what Sunday does allow is the momentum and the feel good fact to continue. You'd have to say, despite feeling maybe a little bit disappointed at the end of that game because of how it finishes, it's still a pretty good result for Liverpool.
It is. You know, I was coming out of the ground on Sunday and I was really disappointed just because Liverpool played so well. That's probably, I think Jurgen Klopp said it himself, one of the best halves of football I've seen Liverpool play against Manchester City. And, you know, even aside from the penalty shout at the end, which definitely should have been a penalty, Liverpool, you know, had enough chances to win the game. But then sort of coming out of the ground, I feel like everyone was quite positive. And sort of the more time I've had to reflect on it, I do feel quite positive because I think if Liverpool can play that well against, you know, the best team in the world with a number of key players missing, then they won't go too far wrong toward the end of the season. And I think, like you say, it is important to keep that momentum going, especially with a break on the horizon, an international break coming up. So I think, you know, another two wins and then they get a little bit of a break. Well, some of them do and most of them are off jetting around the world. But yeah, I think overall there's a lot of positives to take, more positives than negatives to take from Sunday.